This is Phil Wages with Wages Brewing Company. I'd like to tell you all a little bit about what to expect at the return of Ozarktoberfest this year in 2022. So glad to be back to it since 2019. This year, we are, of course, bringing back our Ozarktoberfest lager, standard Oktoberfest type of beer, malty, perfect for the season. Also excited this year is we're starting a new one called Fest Beer. This is the sort of beer you would experience if you went to Oktoberfest in Munich. So it's lighter in body, but it's still a hefty drinker. Festivals usually in this area have been domestic beers and a lot of locals, which is fantastic, but I wanted to do something a little different. So this time I brought in roughly 20 different German beers, either made in Germany or Austria. So we've got a really great selection of things that you've just never had here in West Plains. So I'm excited to share that with you. Admission to this with the unlimited taster glass is just $30, and $5 of every one of those goes to the Boys and Girls Club. We've historically donated to the club, and we're happy to support them again in this year. Our food vendors this year will include Ozark Pizza Company, who has made a custom German-inspired bacon and onion pizza. And then we'll have Annie's Hot Dog Cart serving brats, of course. And then we'll have a cupcake and coffee food truck. We're excited to have them with us. Now, the live music schedule will be 3 p.m. Mr. Slim Stanley will take the stage. He'll be a solo act. He plays nice originals and a little Grateful Dead, some 90s music. Nice selection there. And then we'll have a full band at 5 p.m. with Harms Crossing. You guys are going to love them. They're going to do a lot of great rock songs. And don't miss the mug holding competition. It's one of the most popular parts of the festival each year. That one's going to be hosted by the Boys and Girls Club. And all the money to compete will be either prize money or, of course, go to help out the club. Bring the family, come out and join us. If you've got young ones under 21, they're able to get in for free, so there's no reason not to bring the whole family. We'll see you Saturday the 8th. Cheers, y'all.